Hey there, After Buzzers. Flippity Flop is an episode full of surprises. We make some lasting impressions, plus Takira's back with brand new set secrets. This is the For the People After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Right now.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it.
Hey.
Come to motherfucking digits. Oh. I pull it with a lemon.
Wait a minute.
Not cause she ain't living.
Wait.
It's just
wait
your eyes get
okay.
A city.
It's
just saying the scrimmage.
Wait a minute.
Motherfucker, we ain't finished.
Wait, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that was her pick. We're gonna give you your credit. Thank you. Thanks for picking the song this week. Welcome back to Kira. We the gang's all here. All right. Yes. Well, we are back. We are whole. This is For the People, episode 8. The countdown really begins now.
Literally.
Right.
I love this episode.
Yes.
But before we begin, I'm Keith Andre.
I'm Tori Broussard.
And I'm Elle Marie.
And Takira Shabre.
Okay. Now listen, real quick, what did y'all think?
I liked this episode. Okay. Honestly, I laughed quite a bit.
Yeah,
I really did.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I know, right? I was going to go on the flippity-flop side of that and say that the actual case itself was very touching, very interesting, very relevant.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I did like it because there were a little, like,
kind of
that
I loved
joke
it.
Slid in there a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
and
more
I
paying attention.
Them. Usually I don't. So I was proud of myself.
They did a good job of setting it up, but this is probably one of my favorite episodes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites by far.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's good.
Okay, so let's get right into it. Yeah. Only thing is, because this is my favorite, I kind of want to start with Jill and Roger because I love them.
Yeah. It was theirs for sure. It was theirs.
And they, oh my goodness, they did so well. Like, they really turned it up a notch.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, well, maybe we're saving the best for last. We're going to go out with a bang.
Right. Yeah. It was interesting, though, because, okay, so obviously the show opened with them, and so I was like, okay, we're going to get more of their story.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't, but I was like, okay with that for the first time. I was like,
we got what we needed.
Yeah.
But was it the first time, though? Because I kind of feel like last episode was good. I wanted a little bit more. That's just me.
Yes. No, we talked
just
about
me.
That.
Yeah.
We did
but,
talk about that.
Yeah.
But I feel like the cases itself helped sell the show, and we were not depending on the characters' backgrounds to give us what we needed.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I was like, okay, this works.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And it left enough space to where you could still be intrigued with the characters' stories.
Yes.
And, you know, we got to see their expression throughout the episode. Every time we encountered them, I was thinking, okay, how is this affecting, like, their situation or what's going to roll over and happen here? So I was super excited to see them, but we'll save them for last.
Yes.
We can start with the boys. I had paired Seth and Jay together, naturally.
Yeah.
And I think they're similar in a lot of ways.
It's strangely,
like,
it's
as like far as their timing and, like,
dry humor.
Funny.
It's like that kind of, not the outcast, but kind of the outcast of
just
the three,
the
like,
outskirts.
The little tree.
Well, Seth, I feel like, is the outcast.
Like, really. I did like him in this episode a little bit.
I did.
Though.
I really did.
I did. I loved him, actually, in this episode.
Yeah. I thought he was, you know, definitely himself. I like seeing him and Jay together.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind that. I think it's nice to see the bros have, like, some sense of camaraderie.
Yeah.
We get
yeah.
to see Allison and Sandra all the time kick
true.
It
true.
And
oh
have their
gosh,
friendship.
Yes.
So it was really nice to see them paired up. And I thought their comedy, like, rolled off of each other.
Yeah, it did.
I the whole flippity flop thing like was like a theme of were you guys surprised when Jay like completely flipped on Seth and he was like I thought more of you. Like, he got really upset.
I was like,
dang, Jay, chill. Like,
he definitely felt the type of way. We learned that Jay is super defensive when it comes to his daddy.
Yeah.
Family.
You can't tell him nothing. Chrisman tried to tell him, and he was like, she was like, well, maybe you should listen to someone.
Right.
What else do you want?
He's like, my daddy's not old.
Right.
Really?
But Jay still, so he definitely shined. He had really good, solid moments throughout, per usual.
Yeah.
Seth was interesting in that this is the first time in a while where I start to think about his relationship with Allison. We got some time. We miss each other, maybe.
Right.
Grown up. Like, what can come out of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting. I don't know. I wasn't really that intrigued by them. Because I still feel like they're, like, playing it, like, that awkward, safe moment. Mm-hmm. But I do, like, I think the very end, he was kind of able to, like, get past that. I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah. Which I liked his interaction with it more than Allison.
Right.
Yeah. I think I'm starting. Okay, I know I like Trap Allison, but
flippity
this.
Flippity flop.
Right. Because I was a little annoyed by her this episode.
Yeah. Really?
Especially with dealing with Seth. Yeah, I don't know.
So you did not like her?
No, not this
you
episode.
You did not like her.
Mm-mm. I felt fine with her.
I was lukewarm with her. Yeah, I'm the same.
I thought it was cute to see when Jay had asked about her. And she's like, oh, you want me? And he's like, no, I got it. Like,
right.
No, I don't want to make this uncomfortable for you. And she's like, it's cool. Yeah.
She almost like fell over that line of like thirst trap just a little bit. I was like, oh, don't be thirsty. Okay,
just trying
you
to get your
thirsty.
Way in.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because she was the one at the end who stopped by his office. Right.
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 She was waiting for him.
I was like, yeah. And you know what? Even because in my mind, I was like, don't be that desperate.
Mm-hmm. Play the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I kind of liked how she did it at the end, even though that was kind of a little, oh, you're just waiting for me. Mm-hmm. But I think the fact that she was, she didn't lead with, oh my gosh, I miss you. Let's be together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She was just like generally like, look, I miss your friendship. We're adults about this. And just had genuine conversation. I mean, they had history. And we have to appreciate that history.
For sure. And it makes sense, too, for a professional environment. If I was down by somebody's job, I would not just wait and see. Oh, I want to stop by and say, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Even though she had the ulterior motive.
They're in the same building. They're in the same building. She was on his floor. That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Doing the most.
Yes.
But I do like how he like asked her, like, what did he bring?
He the baklava.
Right. And he's like, do you want some? And she's like, okay. And then she's like, oh, I get the small piece. And he goes, you're not my girlfriend.
Right. Right.
Like, yeah.
Perfect. Check this. He grabbed his strength. Right? Like, he wasn't what did he say? The chair. He put Allison in her place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, he did his thing.
Like I said, I loved him in this episode.
He did well. Okay, so let's move to Leonard, who we didn't see too. I mean, we saw him, but it wasn't. I don't think there was anything particular to really note or take away.
No.
From him,
you know? Not really at all.
I think I'm kind of getting over.
Yeah.
I'm over it a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of like played out, kind of bored. Even the eyebrow chin bite thing in the elevator with Sandra, I was like, okay, we've seen it. I get it.
He did give Sandra her credit, which I did appreciate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was
it's
like,
growth.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I was like, okay, so you're not just this, you know, stuck up, you know, cocky, disrespectful, amazing prosecutor.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got a little bit of a soft side when you want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay.
And then, you know, the more they develop these interpersonal relationship skills, I was not surprised, but seeing more of him and Sandra together, I just feel like they've got this chemistry where something definitely could happen.
Yeah, it could.
And I'm here for it.
Right. I am too. I really am.
You know, I'm rooting.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Now that, you know, Kate. I'm all
Kate
per her ATF relationship now, so I just want her to be happy.
Just be happy. Well, speaking of Kate, well, I guess we'll jump to Sandra and Allison because I paired them together. But I will say for Kate, I kind of when we got back to getting to her case, I have completely forgotten that whole storyline even existed.
Really?
Like I was like, oh yeah, the animal thing. Animal woman. I forgot. Really?
Someone in our live chat, Just Sheldon, he actually said the best storyline was Little John.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that Vicky said my favorite scene was Jay and Kate meeting again.
Yo, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I laughed at that scene too.
Where's the elevator? Me too.
Yeah.
Behind you.
And then he was like, I didn't take you for I'm not a
right.
I was like, that
she
was
like crazy, like psycho. He's probably like, that's exactly why I don't talk to her. She's crazy.
Yeah.
She is psycho.
Yeah, because they definitely built up this rivalry. So I was looking forward. I was like, when are they got to see each other at some point? How's it going to go down? So I thought that was so cute.
It was cute.
You didn't think the whole animal, her vulnerability, the storyline of that?
Even at the beginning when Roger's like asking everybody, like, what's your favorite animal? And she's, I don't like animals. It was like, oh, yeah, that's why I even have this case.
Yeah. I mean, it made sense, but I just was like, okay.
Bored with it?
Not necessarily bored. By the time I was got into Jill and Roger and that whole back and forth and flippity flop, I didn't have any room left in me for Kate.
Yeah.
Little okay. John. I was just like, oh, yeah, she does have a case. And then it was like, oh, no, it's canceled.
Yeah. Poor thing. I know, right?
She's just getting into, like, feeling for the
angel. It was a flippity flop. Like, she had her own. She didn't need anyone else involved. She had her own flippity flop moment. Yeah. Mr. Mango the lizard. Right.
But I do think there were some characters who helped facilitate her change. Pretty much anybody who's up, but particularly Seth, about that interaction and the whole goldfish line where he was trying to figure out, you're not lonely? Why aren't you lonely? Right. Who are you dating somebody? She was like, if you were a fish, I would tell you.
I love that.
So I love that. And I did love seeing her with, what's his name? Mango at the end. I was like, she's going to buy Mango and have her a pet. Girl, good luck. I don't want none of
Have somebody to talk to.
That is not the pet for me.
What kind of pet is for you?
I don't know. I want a dog in my head. I've had a dog. I'll tell y'all that story later. Let's get through the character breakdown. Okay, so Kate, Sandra and Allison, they were there. They were the friendship. They were the good girlfriends. But again, it wasn't anything for me to really walk away with. Yeah, from either of them. Mm-hmm. Sandra said she could live out of a bag, but we've been hearing that.
I was like, okay, we know.
Episode one.
So I don't know where we fall. We were talking about that last week, too, just trying to figure out...
That awkward you are mine, I am yours thing.
Are we going to unpack her experience or not?
I don't think so. I mean, like, I think next episode, hopefully, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about that in predictions, but, you know, fingers crossed...
Okay.
The eighth episode for crying out loud. Like, I need more.
At this point, we're just like, okay. I don't even care if you tell us the story or not.
It's just like, you know.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Okay, so Jill and Roger.
And those Denver omelets.
Oh, my.
Western omelets.
Jill and Roger, first of all, are just they were so freaking good. Like, they're so talented. They brought so much to the story, so much character, their skill set. I was so pleased. And like I said, flippity flop, I was going back and forth in my head, like, okay, is this the beginning of the end for them? Or is this the beginning? Like, so I was happy how it played out. But I think the writers did a really good job of showing that relationship, maintaining everything that we've known about them, and then challenging them in their experience and how they were.
Professional and personal.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's a little hard. Hard to do.
They intertwine,
but they nailed it.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that we see Jill continuously like setting boundaries and making these lines, and Roger is continuously like almost trying to break them.
He's trying to slide in the DMs just a little bit.
He's looking at her
throwing the out the emoji with no text. I'm like, are you gonna bite? Like, do you know, we good?
She's like, we're at a diner. Is this work or no? We need to meet at work. Like, oh my gosh, come on, so that we can see this relationship blossom.
Right. I think their dynamic, though, this whole episode was the epitome of seeing someone's perspective, you know, from the other side of the glass. Like, I mean, they were defense and then they swapped, and then relationship wise, it was just like so emotional as far as the flippity flop. I hate to keep saying it, but it almost like for a second, it's almost like you got lost in whose side you were on for a second. I was like, hold on, do I agree? Do I guess, what am I pissed at? Like, what part of this am I mad at? So
I kept trying to just pinpoint in my head, okay, so your job is technically to do this, but you're doing this. Like, where are we in this experience? So I love them. Like I said, they're my favorite characters, so I really enjoy talking about them. But before we continue that conversation, we got to talk about conversations with Maria.
Absolutely.
Exactly, exactly.
Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go onto iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was our For the People panel who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Yes. Can't go wrong. I'm trying to tell you. Hey. And I mean, Maria is ultimate, like everything, but I love following her on IG because she posts like in her story where she's about to record and she got this cute microphone and it's like,
right,
but you can't go wrong. And like I said, it's a conversation that it just naturally fits. It doesn't matter who you are, there's something to take away from her experience. So definitely check out her podcast. Rate it that 5 stars.
And if you're there, go ahead and rate us 5 stars as well.
You're there. Okay, so back to our conversation. Now, with Roger and Jill, for a second, I really thought like, oh, this is going to end them. Like, there's no way they're going to turn away from this. Because a lot of the times you think about roles and with him having to face the loss, like she won. And did y'all want her to win or did you want him to win?
I wanted him to win.
You know, me too.
Vicky in the chat said that too. I'm torn, too. I'm open.
I was
plead
torn
your
too.
Case.
Okay, I will, because I thought about this. So what was his name again? Not Brian Torres was the one that was
Kurt Kenner.
Yes. Okay, so my whole thing was, if they weren't going to give him the blame, because in the end, somebody has to take the blame. Right. If they weren't going to give it to him, then who were they going to give it to?
Mm-hmm. The only other guy was that second. There were two people that knew he was in there. Kurt and then the other officer.
Right.
Kind of like the gatekeeper.
Right. Yeah. But Kurt apparently didn't. No, he did tell him. But it was, he like didn't tell him his name or like said that he was going to be back. Mm-hmm. And so really the responsibility did not fall on the guy that Sandra went to go speak with. Mm. So it just, it was just like whether it's right or wrong, I feel like when it comes to the law, somebody has to take the blame, unfortunately.
Oh yeah, all day.
And I just felt like with Jill's defense, like who else are we going to give the blame to? Like,
and what else happened with the case?
Exactly.
Like, okay, well, now what? You're innocent, so now what? Would you just...
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but that's a beautiful display of the criminal justice system. It's all about, you know, the case before you and, okay, what's next? Who's going to win this one and what does it take to win it? Not ultimately finding out who is responsible. Mm-hmm. Should we go after that person? How do we...
You know what? And that... I felt that way, but the only reason why I said I'm open is because... She kept repeating it during the case. It's not about who left him there because they didn't have any, they couldn't point the blame. It was the intent behind it. Those were the charges that were against him was what was the intent.
Yeah, but my thing is this. But, in 2018, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not interested in nobody's intent when it comes to criminal justice and police brutality.
Yeah.
I mean,
and see, for me, from my point of view of it, was that you had no regard for his life or who he was, and so therefore it was easy for you to forget about him, because you didn't care. Yeah. So for me, that goes to intent. Like, well, maybe not. You don't necessarily have to care, but don't label him a criminal right away. You don't know the case. You don't know the facts. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But in this system, it's really the other way around.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like, I don't know, they kept saying that, like, he forgot. I did not feel like he forgot. Yeah. Something about his face and his acting, it was like, you intentionally left him there.
And I was going to ask that in discussion. Did you believe him? Because I do feel for Jill, there was at one point where she just decided to buy into it. And she decided, or she was swayed that, okay, you're right. you know, but I did not have that moment with him. That could be very well based on my own experience as a black man in America. I don't know, but I never felt like, oh, it is something that he forgot and it's a bigger issue. And so we should.
Mm-hmm. Well, he basically said that, like, I've seen you, you're the best, you fight for everybody, and I want you to do that for me.
Yeah.
And
it was almost like
she. That is what got her. That is when she was like, okay, I'll do that. And I was like, but do you, I feel like being on the defense and Jill personally is all, they're all about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I just felt like you don't know the truth. And for whatever reason, because he kind of complimented you, that's why.
She was in it for the win.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then somehow you won.
But I think she did try to make a point to show that it's not all about the truth. When she had that little monologue talking to Sandra about if she ever watched court shows on TV. Mm-hmm.
That was so funny.
Sandy approached. It was funny. But, you know, she was trying to speak to the approach of the way that, you know, they show defense attorneys in a bad light and rah, rah, rah. I think that they were using that to try to show that it's bigger than feeling. It's bigger than the truth. Because she said before then she had never had an issue with herself or sleeping at night or walking away. But this one was tough and it was a conflict. I just didn't understand. I mean, he filed the charges. I was like, okay. And then when it was like, oh, she's going to defend. I just didn't understand why.
And he was like, don't, what do you say? Be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
It kind of makes you think that was intentional.
Right.
Like he was almost like he had this chip on his shoulder, like, you know, bring it. But shout out, I do want to shout out to the actor that played Kent Keener.
Okay.
Kurt.
Yes. But played the guy, you know, that was
the officer.
Yes, Hugo Armstrong, Kurt Keener. He's an actor and a producer, but he was also in Roma J. Israel Esquire, Room 104, Lucky. So he's been in a few things recently, but I think that's what made me not really want to say he played that role to a T because I saw so much hate in his eyes.
Right.
I was lost in the character for a moment. So that's what kind of got me while I was so, you know, upset. Yeah. But someone in our chat said that they felt like not Keener, but the guy that left on duty and didn't tell anyone that he was in there should have been the one responsible. So just Sheldon said that. So.
I'll take it, but I think he was more following instructions. You know, that sort of thing.
They don't ever really get all the details anyway. Yeah.
Right. So. And I mean, at what line do we stop? Oh, it's an accident. Just saying it's an accident.
Exactly.
Like,
right. That's not accountability.
You know? Yeah. Right. Right. You know? Just like the case that Judge Burns had to, unfortunately, you know, that really difficult decision.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was like, you know, unfortunately, accidents, things that we don't intend happen. It doesn't necessarily erase accountability.
Yeah, right. And so there are consequences.
Yeah, there's consequences whether you intended to or not, it happens. So unfortunately, you have to serve your purpose. So.
Exactly. Right. And that's another reason why, I don't know, with the past few outcomes, I've just been like,
twisting.
Yeah, they've kind of been cookie cutter. Like, oh, okay, she's going to win or they're going to win. And I was not looking for that. I think that Jill should have lost.
Yeah,
I was that's excited. Interesting.
I didn't even think about that. But
what would come out of that experience for Jill and Roger?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that she would have been okay. I mean, she always says she's okay with taking losses, but definitely in this regard, just because before he was charged, this is what you wanted.
Right.
You know, up until he's your client, you wanted him to pay, him to suffer, all of that. So I don't know. It's just always crazy to think about.
Yeah. They might be, and I guess I know we probably have to move on, but Roger, they might be trying to set him up for something in the future, because we have to remember he is this very straightforward, very egotistical, like hardcore, you know, guy full of, you know, head full of ego. Maybe this was his moment to break him down for a purpose. You know, that was his one chance. This was his first loss.
That makes sense.
Bring him down.
Because he didn't even watch the video. And Jill had asked him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't need to watch the video.
Yeah. You know, it's like, almost like he was afraid he would
have feelings.
Right. Have that feeling. Exactly. So this might make him a better man going forward.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Because those are things. I didn't think about that. But I was thinking when he did decide to bring up charges. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, mm-hmm. are you doing this because she's your girl? Or, you know, like that type of experience. Because even Leonard was like, what? And then he was like, okay, whatever you get, whatever they get, let's be done with this. So, I don't know. I still enjoy him. And I think what might be a setup is because when he was talking to Leonard, he was just like, because we did this, you know, it's going to be some aftermath.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel it and you're going to feel it. So let's just be clear.
Right.
Let's brace ourselves. This is falling on you too.
Right. Yeah,
this
that's
is
true.
Definitely falling on you.
Right.
So, but okay. So to end and wrap with Jill and Roger, we did get to see at the end them in the diner and she brought the champagne. And I thought that was so
cute. It was so cute.
Yeah. I was so pleased. Already. Yes.
She's like, just go ahead.
I was so pleased with that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was cute. It was really cute.
It was the perfect way to button the episode.
And I think it also shows, like, Roger's maturity. I know he's very egotistical, but usually, like, people like that are very immature. But I feel like Roger has that, like, perfect balance. I mean, he even made the comment, like, how do you lose all the time? Like, you know, like, you won. Good for you. I'm feeling this. But then, like, they were still able to, like, go and eat together.
Like, and continue to talk about it. Because if someone with a completely big ego like Leonard, they don't necessarily want to stay on the topic of them losing. And he's like, oh, let's bring it up again. Why not?
But I mean, like, so last week Leonard won and he still couldn't even get out of the cab or the limo. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Like,
sorry, Leonard. Leonard
has let us down. His character, I don't know. But it does speak to Roger's character and that relationship at the end of the day that he has with her.
Yeah.
Where they can talk and experience and really have a conversation about it. They're both successful in what they do.
Yeah.
So I love that.
I knew I liked Roger for a reason.
I know. That was your man. That was your man.
I was looking at him this episode like, okay.
And you know, I
thought... She's flippity-flopping on your man, girl.
And I also thought that we were going to have a baseball experience. Like, when I was looking at, like, discussion points, first I was like, who is following baseball? I didn't know nothing that she was talking about.
Three people do. I mean, Sandra, Jill, and Roger.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, was just like...
And she had that moment with Sandra, and Sandra, like, finished her sentence.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I got this. I know this.
Right. Yeah. They definitely follow baseball. So I was glad, because for a second, I was like, uh-oh. They're going to rip up the contract. They're not going to have no games. It's over. You can forget it.
They still got their games.
Yes. It definitely ended well. And then I think overall, when you look at the flippity-floppity... Because I think a lot of it was influenced by the experience or interpersonal relationship that people have amongst each other.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought to how much do the decisions we make or how much are they influenced by people around us? Because for a second, I really thought the only reason he brought up those charges was because she wanted him to do so.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And... I was just like, I don't know. How do you guys feel about that? I think it's natural to be impacted by other people, but when we look at it in a professional environment, like we were talking about in previous episodes, of course, Allison and Seth, where we had that whole... That whole thing. But how do you feel about that? And do you think it's okay in that environment for them to kind of be... impacted by their decisions or their thoughts.
I think it's okay sometimes because it can bring a balance or it can kind of be a mirror, like reflective to show you what you possibly do need to do. You may need to go in this direction because you are so caught up in your role, you know, and protecting your people because that was a part of it too. Like, we can't really go against our own like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so sometimes you may need someone who also understands everything that you're doing. So an outside person, you know, someone you're close to, but they don't work and do the same type of work that you do. You don't really take their word, you know, as long.
Right.
You know,
it's
whatever. Right. But when you have a close relationship with that person and they're familiar with what you do with your work, then Yeah, you kind of you weigh it out.
Yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes back to even Jay and Christmas conversation. You know all these smart people.
I love that scene.
You know, you need to take what they say and digest it and then decide, okay, maybe I may be thinking about this
exactly
the wrong way. So
there's always gonna be someone out there in the world that knows just a little bit more than you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then there's also gonna be moments out there where you know more than them. So it's all about we're human beings, we're meant to be connected on this earth to make for better reason. We're not meant to walk this earth alone. That's in true. Any way.
But I think the benefit of having somebody kind of like give you advice from the outside is because they're able to provide a perspective that you won't necessarily see, just because if you're really loving what you do, then your heart is in it. And sometimes those feelings can kind of jade your vision or perspective on like the purpose of what you should be doing.
Yeah, for sure.
And you see what you want to see.
Exactly.
Yeah, by your own bias. True. So that's true. And I think this episode, they really did a good job of offering perspective. I was just talking about bias and when you think about police brutality and implicit bias and all these things. So we really got, they always are on time with messaging or give us something to really consider in everyday life. But I really appreciated that they did it so differently with the presentation of it. It was something that I don't think we've ever really seen on TV. And I was able to probably walk away looking at it differently, even though I still think he was wrong and he should have been guilty. But I was able to kind of empathize with that perspective. Like, what in instances it is just a mistake. I forgot. It very well could be the case for some.
The key is you had a chance to make an educated choice. That's the difference. Like, you didn't just hop into it. And I think that this show does such an amazing job with that, that they force us to see, like you said, the other side, a different perspective, so that we can make an educated choice instead of making a choice on emotion. And I think everyone in this world, including those who are presently in, you know, law enforcement and who are lawyers and who are running this country, need to be forced to make an educated and thought out decision. So thank you, writers. Man, we just need to put the whole world into TV, scripted TV, Shondaland, girl. You just need to rewrite all of this and just make us, you know, force feed it to us in a different light. You know, that we'll appreciate.
Right.
Perfect. Perfect. Any other standout or big takeaways before we go into set secrets?
I think I really like how Tina has become almost like a mentor to Jay. And of course, Tina and her personality, she's not afraid to kind of just speak her mind and tell people exactly how it is, regardless of how it comes across. I think she has an authoritative, you know, stance about her where people really take into consideration what she's saying. But it's something about her and Jay that just resonates with me. I don't know
quite what
it
is,
but I love it.
They have really good chemistry, and it works.
And it works,
because you see, and their character doesn't change or it's not impacted by the other one. You saw with him being super excited about old girl and the museums, and she's like, okay, you know, like, I'm not interested, but I'm still gonna talk to you.
It's kind of like the, like a cat and a mouse, or like an elephant and a mouse. Like, it's kind of like, and I know this is such a weird comparison, but it's like that bird that lands on the elephant's back, and the elephant's just like walking around like, oh, whatever, dude, I know you're there, whatever, you can chill. And the bird's like, la da da da. Like, I feel like that's Jay. I know that is a weird comparison, but I feel like Tina's just like tolerating him because she knows that she can add to whatever, add something in his life. And that's, I think, funny. She enjoys talking to people because she mentioned her husband was sick, and you never know. She just might enjoy the company. And I love it.
I agree. That's like her life's work, the role and what she's doing. I think that that's perfect. And then I did want to make mention of Jay and his father, because we got to see a different dynamic there as well. When you talk about adulthood, or, you know, being a man and dealing with his father. And at the end, his father's like, no, I'm the boss, I'm the daddy, I'm in charge. Like, so I love that we got to see that quality, and we got to see them interact with one another as well. And Jay try to step up, and, you know, swallowing your pride and being a man, like that whole thing was classic to see as well.
So touching.
It was. Yes. All right. Enough.
Enough.
Are you ready? Set secret.
So, our first set secret. First of all, for those who don't know, if this is your first time joining us, we follow Celia Finkelstein on Twitter, and she always comes up with the most hilarious tweets during the show. So, set secrets number one I have. She said, my first conversation with WeFam was exclusively about washing machines, and it lasted roughly 45 minutes.
I can see that.
You know, this would not surprise me at all. I just want to know, okay, well, what was the result of the conversation?
Right.
And should we be dry cleaning or right? What kind of washing machine is
front facing, stacked, like what's better? But anyway, Set Secrets 2, she said, Tom Verica moonlights on the weekends as a cosplayer. His favorite character is the blue guy. Or we can roll with what's on your screen right now. We'll go with WeSam's. Celia said, no one is allowed to look WeSam in the eye. And if you do, you have to stand in the corner for 7 minutes.
He said it's in my contract.
He's like, yes, it's in my contract.
He's hilarious.
He is. I wonder how much of Jay is really in his personality.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, what's the ratio? It's probably like 90% and then like 5% Jay.
Yeah, they have to be super close.
Yeah, all day. And Celia said again, she said Tom Verica moonlights on the weekends as a cosplayer, and his favorite character is the blue guy.
Craziness.
Love it. Interesting. And Tom Verica said, Celia originally said, Tom makes us watch his reel before every take and says, look at this talent, over and over. And he said, ooh, okay, I'm liking Set Secrets. Who thinks this is true? Seriously, some of those Matlock scenes. Hashtag ask Tom.
Whenever I think about him, I always think about How to Get Away with Murder.
Right? Yeah. I do love him in that.
I would just want to say shout out to him because I love how like he's in that whole Shondaland world. Yes. He works on Arby's show.
Super and he's talented. So open with it. He's a pretty cool guy to follow on Twitter too. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's all for Set Secrets today. They're always entertaining. But check them out. Follow them.
I'm glad they had some because last week I tried to look and pull some, but they didn't even have any. They knew wasn't going to be here. So I was like, oh, we're not even going to waste our time.
She comes back when? Okay,
we'll come back and do those. All right, so set secrets out the way. It's time for predictions.
And we are now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Here we go, y'all. We are down to the wire. This is episode 8. We've got 2 episodes left. Mm-hmm. So I'm really hoping that you girls have found a way to make your predictions count.
I was hoping you were going to say that you didn't have a prediction so I could be like, me too.
You don't have a prediction?
No, because the show has just taken me like, I don't even know what path I'm going down right now with the show. So I like don't even know
What to expect, what to think, what to consider.
I'm just like, okay.
I'm kind of opposite in the fact that I feel like this show is kind of giving us the same a little bit over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Like, my prediction is, okay, the next highlight character is going to be Sandra. And Sandra's going to, we're going to give one touching thing from the past, and then she might win the case, she might not. And if she doesn't, she'll grow from it. Okay, what's next?
Okay.
WeSam's going to be, like, I feel like it's kind of going. So my prediction is that I hope they give everything that they have in this show in these last episodes. Mm-hmm. And I love that the next episode, you know, the trailer that they gave is a little bit different. It's in a hospital. It's going to be Sandra's moment when she is arrested. We will play it after the show, but so next week is supposed to be Sandra's moment, and I think they're finally going to give it to us because it's not in the courtroom, it's not in their offices, it's at a hospital. So,
and she doesn't like hospitals.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Ooh. And look, that's a good point. I didn't even notice that on the trailers.
So, oh, that's exciting.
It's going to be really good. Yeah. So my prediction is that we're finally going to get her story, and I just, fingers crossed, hope that we truly get her story. Yeah. I don't want one or two tidbits.
And I hope it's good.
Right. Yeah, I hope it is as well, because right. We've been waiting, you know, we've been set up for this experience, and it's kind of reaching the point where the steam is dying down a little bit, so you're just trying to figure it out and gauge what to expect.
Yeah.
Mary, right. Did you have any predictions?
Not really. I just want to dig a little more into Jill and Roger.
Yeah.
I did feel like, you know, the first time they went to the diner, there was a look that he was giving her.
Yeah.
So just a little bit more. Like, we see they have a strong relationship, because, like, we just talked about how this case did not break them, and it seemed like it could have. So I'm just interested to see if right before the you know, the finale, and the maybe next episode, or maybe the finale episode, they give us a little bit more. Not everything. Yeah. They drop some gem that's going
like,
to be
good. Like,
even
if they just, like hold hands or, like, grab... Like, that would be good enough for me, because I feel like last week we... It was obvious. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, like, I'm signing this contract because it has been my dream to go to the game with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, like, he is a man.
Yes.
You know,
like,
he
has needs. She has needs.
Right. And, you know, and was able to say that. So I agree with Elle Marie.
Okay.
That, like, I would, like, I think it's going to be, like, a little,
that
like,
would be
just
so
something.
Do you think it's a good idea that they take it to that step?
I think so.
I think it makes for good show.
Exactly.
I think it works for the show.
Your life may end and be ruined for life, but it makes good TV.
Right.
I think it does. Yeah, I think it continues to make it compelling to see how they operate if they have a relationship. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you too. I had wrote down that we'll see more of Jill and Roger. Mm-hmm. I think that they really are on to something with that. I know I've said this a few weeks ago, but I very well felt like this episode could have been the start of the season. I am hopeful that they will go to a season two, just because they do have so much opportunity, and I think having seen it and experienced it, they'll know exactly where to go and how to make it work. That decision is still pending. You can head over to ABC and vote. I've been looking tediously.
I think it's a kind of a good sign, hopefully, that we haven't seen it, because the hammer has come down on certain shows.
It's definitely getting close. One thing I will point out, I was reading an article today about shows, and it said with ABC, typically I think it's between 7 and 9 hours that go to drama, and then 4 for comedy. And so they were saying that certain shows are going to have to go at the expense of others. And they were pointing out they were leaning towards 4. The people may not make it just because of some other ABC show. So continue to vote. There's still an opportunity, hopefully. But we still have these 2 episodes. I think they've done a good job with the season. So I have wrote Jill and Roger's relationship, of course. I want Sandra and Leonard to go ahead and give us some. And then I have wrote, maybe we'll see Allison and Seth get back together. I don't know. You know, there's so many storylines, so it's hard, like you guys were saying, just to pinpoint where exactly we're going with this story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this was a sign that they may be saving the best for last. So we're definitely going to ride it out.
What would your best for last be? Because we're still, really still don't know about Leonard. We have no idea about Sandra. Like,
there's still so many gaps to be filled.
There are. And when you think of a finale, you always want that cliffhanger.
A cliffhanger, right.
So I don't even know.
But you also, on a show, you got to bring it so that people care about the cliffhanger.
100%.
Right. And 100%. We haven't even had, I know sometimes they even put like cliffhangers earlier in the season.
Yeah.
We haven't had one.
That's right. The show has been very structured in a way.
Right.
They all just set up to meet a mark.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I had to stop myself from giving them so much criticism, because I was like, give me more. And when you, not that you can compare this to another law show at all, like a SVU or, you know, whatever, because if you think about it, they kind of do the same thing. They do the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And so you're thinking, okay, well, why isn't this so popular? Why isn't it so like catchy? So I think it's the drama piece.
It is. Yeah. It needs to be more balanced to feed our impulses as human nature and those experiences.
If you're not going to go in on the actual case, which is what like Law and Order, SVU, exactly. they all do that.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Then you need your main characters to have some kind of storyline. And well,
it has to be big. It has to be explosive.
Yeah. I will say when we're going into our final, our finale, if I don't know if you guys know this, but if you, the shows only have like a 3 to 7 day window.
Yeah.
Of course, to like get the rating or whatever. So for those who do maybe want to get a second season, make sure you watch it on a TV or DVR it. Yes. Watch it within 3 to 7 days and don't fast forward the commercials on your DVR. Otherwise,
I did not know. Yeah. So they already lost
that. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because the moment that you fast forward, they do not get the rating.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah. Well, that is good to know.
I know, right? Well, we'll see. We'll definitely continue to stay tuned. Cool. That's our show, but of course, you can check out For the People Tuesday at 10 p.m. Yep. Ninth episode, important to watch it live. Don't skip your DVR, let it play through, and then come back Thursday at 10 p.m. so we can unpack that thing. As always, I'm Keith Andre. You can follow me everywhere at Keith_Andre.
And I'm Tori Broussard. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tori_Broussard.
And I'm Elle Marie. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm Takira Shabra. You can find me on Instagram, and I'm not going to say newly to Twitter. I'm just going to say Twitter.
Yes.
At Takira_Shabra.
Later.
Bye.
Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.